It's the Plan B After Show podcast with Brock and Hunter. It's not better, just more.
Oh, man.
All right, here we go. Podcast time. It's Brock and Hunter. Welcome to it, the Plan B After Show podcast.
Morning or afternoon, morning, whatever, whenever you're listening.
Whenever you're listening, that is all that matters. So, okay. I would literally want to jump right into this because you just asked me about if I ever heard about this thing and what exactly is it.
Hey, real quick, just give a shout out to Gilson Cycle, man.
Oh,
they
yeah,
do a
before we get into it, I'm just so excited to talk about this.
I know you are.
Gilson Cycle bringing you the Plan B After Show podcast. You can find them 1492 Pipestone Road. They're on Facebook. You know, you want to go out and cruise on that motorcycle, you got to make sure it's running right. Gilson Cycle's going to get it running right back on the road so you can go cruise, man. So you can go cruise. On the road again. So hit him up. Gilson Cycle, 1492 Pipestone Road. Okay, now get to it. Man. What did you tell me about?
Oh, man. I'm still watching. It's still going. The video's still going. So I'm just scrolling through Facebook. And this video was posted. I've seen it like last week and it came up again. So, it's labeled Pole Dancing for Jesus. And so here, let me lay it out for you. It is a vertical video. And so you can buy stripper poles like offline, right?
Oh, yeah,
the ones
yeah,
that like
for
go to,
sure.
to the ceiling, to the ground.
Yeah.
Well, this one is like, it's got like a black round base and the pole comes out of the base, right? So dude, they have this in a church and this stripper is wearing, it basically be like a white bathing suit, I can explain. But then she has like a scarf on that comes off halfway through the video. So she's in church. She doesn't get naked, obviously. Thank God. No pun intended. But there are like a bunch of kids around. Like a bunch of kids are surrounding the base of this pole dancing thing. And then the parents are there, people taking pictures. Dude, they even have fucking disco lights and everything going. And she like starts out, it's like all elegant, you know. And she starts swinging around the pole. And then she does like the leg spread thing where, you know, like you slide down the pole. Oh. Dude, it is. I mean, obviously, it's on Facebook for the cringe factor, you know, so people aren't on board with this. But, dude, it's a room full of people. They're kids. And it looks like everybody in this room is, like, okay with what's going on. So cringy.
I love this so much because and it's hard for me because I don't like awkward situations. Like, even in a movie, sure. If there's, like, something, like, really awkward or cringy in a movie or anything like that, I'm just like, oh, God, it kills me inside. But this is something about the human psyche that just baffles me, is you see some of these things happen. And most people, but I say that now, and the older I've gotten, I'm like, maybe not. Whoever thought this, there was a person who thought, or a handful of people that thought, you know what, this is a great idea. What? Someone was like.
I can almost hear the conversation, like the pastor, whoever came up with this idea is like, she's wearing white, you know, like an angel. Okay?
Yes.
And like, I think his idea is like, he went to the strip club a few nights before, no, probably Saturday night, the night before church. And he saw the stripper and he's like, wow, you know, that's pretty elegant what she's doing on that pole. Maybe if we dress her up in white like an angel and just kind of show the flow of an angel. Dude, what is going on with people? The worst part of it is it's a bunch of kids.
Yeah.
Dude, like Sunday school. Like they're all around learning something.
Yep. That's what just baffles me with this world we live in and the people. Dude, it just, there's so much just banana-ness out there, like cringy, like someone thought that was a good idea. And that's what's hard for me to wrap my head around. Like, I'm just like, really? And then you see certain people do certain things and you're like, fucking really? Like you thought,
really?
You really put that went through your head. You had to think of this at some point in time. Thoughts ran through your brain, and really, like, it just...
Nobody, out of this massive group of people, nobody was like, hey, think about this for a second? You know, dude, she is swinging around the pole, and there's a point in the video where she does the leg spread, and she's going...
Does she clap her heels together at all? Does she do any of that?
Oh, my God. I was waiting for her to start twerking, dude. What is going on? You know, here's another thing. Let's talk about this. All right. For you women out there that are swinging around this pole and chalking it up as, well, it's art.
It's a
good
work.
Maybe, and, you know, it is a good workout.
It is a good workout. Yeah, I will say that. You know? Yes, yes.
But you can't dance around the fact that you're still swinging around a fucking pole. All right? You know what they do? Those are strippers. That's what everybody sees it as.
Yeah.
Don't chalk it up as an art. Well, it's elegant, and, you know, we're not getting naked. No, you're practicing to swing around a fucking pole. That's what you're doing. Don't fancy it up with your workout and your elegance and your oh, it's a beautiful flow. Get out of here. You're a stripper. That's what you're doing.
It makes me so happy. It's happy and also sad at the same time because there's too many people. There's too many people out there that the fact that happened and then the fact that someone uploaded it. It's just those people should be thinned out.
It's baffling.
Yeah.
It's baffling. And those women that work out around a pole, don't get naked, and might do it for the elegance and the workout.
Don't work out, oh my
God. You know, for some reason, they always wind up in a strip club. Oh, there's a pole over there. I've been doing that my whole life. No, you know what you're doing. You want to go to the strip club, and you want to swing around the fucking pole.
You want amateur night, and you want to get up there and get some dollar bills thrown
at you. Oh, it's amateur night?
Oh.
You knew what it was. You know what you're doing.
You knew what it was, Becky. Yeah.
Right.
I love that so much. You know, you got to laugh at that stuff. And there is also things, without getting too serious, there is also, you know, going back to the same conversation, like that went through your head. The other day when I was driving home, there was two guys, and the first, they just went whipping past, like they were speeding. Mm-hmm. One guy, all of a sudden, I see like half of a burger and the wrapper go out the window. Then the passenger did the same thing, just threw the wrapper and half the out the window. I'm like, you motherfuckers. But that right there, like just in your head, there's people that just in their head think like, whatever, that's fine. Like that just went through your brain. And that's what kills me. So for anyone listening right now, you know, my dad always used to say, use your head for something besides a hat rack. Mm-hmm. And I think that's what, just truly stop and think. Stop and think for two seconds.
I know you're going to know what I'm talking about here. And you know what? I don't care. I'm calling it out because it's fucking bullshit. And it really, really deeply hit me hard when I passed it the other day. Mm-hmm. And I know you know exactly what I'm talking about. And you were talking about littering. Dude, if anybody is driven by Goodwill or going into Walmart in Benton Harbor, dude, there is fucking trash everywhere. Everywhere. Just like people just throw it out the window. I don't know what is going on in that section. But, dude, it's embarrassing, guys.
You know what's embarrassing. Worse? What's worse is over by the Home Depot. That little road, dude, it is just behind that car dealership and where the like IHOP and that shitty ass motel is. Dude, it's just full of trash, just everything. You know, it's coming off the highways. It's coming off all the roads and everything. Yeah.
The people in the city, you cannot bitch about it if you're throwing trash out of your window, making your city look like trash. I'm just saying, and I'm not saying the city looks like trash. There's certain parts of it that definitely need to just like, why is there bags and bags of fast food just laying on the side of the road?
Because people suck. That's why. Those are the same people that think it's okay to have a stripper at church with kids around. That's the same thing.
It's just so careless. It's like, if you don't care about that, like, what else don't you care about?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? That's like a level of just like...
Oh, did you see what someone posted on... I actually had two people post on it because I rant on it all the time. The Glenn Danzig shopping cart thing.
Mm.
I love this. So I'm going to read this. So this is what... It's a little long, but I'll make it quick. The shopping cart is the ultimate litmus test for whether a person is capable of self-governing. To return the shopping cart is an easy, convenient task and one which we all recognize as the correct, appropriate thing to do. Mm-hmm. To return the shopping cart is objectively right. There are no situations other than dire emergencies in which a person is not able to return the cart. Mm-hmm. Simultaneously, it's not illegal to abandon your shopping cart. Therefore, the shopping cart presents itself as the apex example of whether a person will do what is right without being forced to do it. No one will punish you for not returning the shopping cart. No one will fine you or kill you for not returning the shopping cart. You gain nothing by returning the shopping cart. You must return the cart out of the goodness of your own heart. You must return the shopping cart because it's the right thing to do, because it's correct. A person who is unable to do this is no better than an animal, an absolute savage, who can only be made to do what is right by threatening them with the law and the force that stands behind it. The shopping cart determines whether a person is good, a good or bad member of society, and I fucking couldn't agree with that more.
110%.
Exactly.
That's perfect.
You don't have to. All right. There's no law that does. It's just it's basic common courtesy to your fellow man. And all those people that fucking litter, all those people that do that, you fucking suck. I hate you. Like, I know I shouldn't say hate, but it's so easy. And you're just a terrible person if you can't do those simple things in life.
It's just, yeah.
So,
dude, that hit it on the head.
On the head. It's the same thing with not throwing your garbage out your window. It's the same. Mm-hmm. Wait till you get home or to a gas station and put it in the trash can. You know what I mean? Of course, littering, you can get fined. And dude, there's nothing worse. I wish I would have chased those guys down. I was heading home, but it's like, you know. Ugh. Anyway.
It's mind blowing.
Yeah.
It's absolutely mind blowing how careless people are.
So careless. Yeah.
Take care. You know what? If you're not taking care of the places around you, the people around you, you ain't taking care of yourself. You ain't going to be living too long. I'm telling you, because you have some habits that you're not going to be able to kick. You're gonna aimlessly wander into a situation where you just didn't really think it through because you just don't really care. You're just
you know,
a careless
the bad part
person
is, though,
that just kind of. Kind of shuffles his feet through life.
We keep those. This sounds terrible, but we're the only species that does not thin out the herd. All right, we are the only species where the strongest are the only ones to survive. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And I'm not saying we need to be snuffing out people, but folks, what's that old Bill Burr bit about? You know, that's why there's no traffic jam on the Serengeti. Okay. You know,
he does another bit where he's like, he's calling out for another pandemic. He's like, you know, it happens for a reason. It's just kind of a reset. You know, it's Mother Nature's way of just saying, I don't know, guys. Just think about it for a second.
Just think. You know, goes back to the original thing. Like, going back to this original statement where there was someone there so cringe-inducing in their mind that they thought it was okay to have a stripper in a bikini at a church. It's like, what, with kids around? Ugh. Mm-hmm. Just think.
Every single day, every single moment of your life, you're making decisions. You're going left or you're going right. And, and you know what? Some people just don't think about those forks, and they just kind of wander into the path that their natural laziness and shittiness takes them. It's like, dude, sit back there for a second. Think about, maybe I shouldn't throw this bag out the window. Maybe I should put it in another trash bag and contribute.
Yeah.
And then, you know what, that's going to snowball into something else that you're going to do good. And then all of a sudden you're going to start feeling better. Then you're going to, I don't know, it's just do good. Just make the right decision, for God's sakes.
All right, don't bring strippers in for dick. If you're bringing a stripper to church, it's to save her, okay? Not for her to earn a couple dollars, you know?
I was waiting for kids to, like, throw some candy up onto the podium.
You got Padre reaching into the donation box and throwing dollar bills out there. Yeah, if you're bringing a stripper to church, it's only to save her, not for her to earn a few bucks. Simple as that.
You know, I will say, though, that church was packed.
Was it? Yeah, of course. You got Karen over there yelling at her husband, "Oh, so now you come to church." Sure.
He skipped NFL Sunday.
Forget my God. Love it. They got a bar. They're serving wine, the blood of Christ. Jesus.
Some bread and wine, man, and some strippers.
Jesus.
Where's the cocaine, man?
It's around there. That's in the confessional booth. That's where everyone's going and doing bumps.
Why is everybody breathing hard in the confessional booth?
Forgive me, Father, for I have sinned. All right.
I was running out of that thing. Hey, it's better in the bathroom stall, I guess.
I don't know. I've had some fun times in a bathroom stall.
There's no porcelain in a confession
booth.
It's
like you always you don't lose your cocaine on the top of the porcelain toilet.
That's funny.
You can see it easier when it's spread out on a Bible cover. Jesus.
Oh, man.
I'm going to church. I can't.
Oh, you have to go to church now. Yes. Your Sunday. Maybe there'll be a stripper there.
I hope so. All right. Well, let's wrap it up here. That'll do it for us on the Plan B After Show podcast. Thanks, everybody, for hanging out. And, of course, thank you to Gilson Cycle for bringing it to you. And here's a word from our sponsor now.
You ain't coming.
I can't. Come on. What's the matter? Your old lady won't let you?
What's the matter? Your mama said you can't?
My bike quit. All right? It's my bike. My bike! My bike!
What's the matter with you?
Just a nightmare, woman. Go back to sleep.
Don't let a broken bike blow your chance to ride.
Gilson Cycle eliminates nightmares with quick service turnaround on most motorcycles. See Larry Gilson at Gilson Cycle, Napier and Pipestone, Benton Harbor.